Parshas Metzora continues from Parshas Tazria, the focus primarily on the halachas of Tzaras, which is among Tumos, which already are seem sometimes as to be an obscure topic. Tzaras seems like a particularly obscure type of Tuma. The Tuma of personal tzaras, of a person who has tzaras, was discussed in last week's parsha, Parshas Tazria. Parshas Metzora returns to personal tzaras, to tzaras on a person, to look at the how one becomes tahar, the process of emerging from tumas tzaras to come back to be tahar, with a unique procedure. A unique procedure that involves a pair of birds and several other ingredients, a stick of erez wood, and some azov grass, some hyssop grass, and a red string called tola shani, together with fresh spring water. It seems like the mitzvahs seem so distant, they are practically distant from our experience. We have not had the opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah in millennia. And yet, we find incredibly practical ideas that we can put into practice in our own growth, in our own tshuva process, by looking at tahara processes in general, and specifically the uniquely colorful process of tahara samitzorah. And let's take a look at mitzvah kuf ayin gimel, the first mitzvah that the Sefer HaChinuch counts in Parshas Metzora. The mitzvah of tahara from tzaras, lios ha-tahara minat tzaras, the tahara from tzaras, whether it's personal tzaras or beged or bayis, a tzaras of clothing or of a home, the eitz erez, ezov, ushni tolas, requires those three ingredients, the stick of erez wood, the hyssop, the ezov grass, and the red thread, named for shni tolas, sounds like it's a red thread with a dye derived from some sort of tolas, some sort of worm, shnei tziparim, a pair of birds, umayim chaim, and spring water. V'sheyaseh b'hem kol ma shekasuv einin, you have to follow the entire procedure laid down in the psukim, shenemar zos tiyeh taras ha-mitzara, yom tarasau, etc., kol ha-parsha. So that's this mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah of taharas saras, is to follow the procedures laid out in Chumash that involve these ingredients. Sefer HaChinuch then takes a step back to put this into context. Understand that Shloshes Minim Shal Tahara Huzkri B'Torah. The Torah speaks of three primary Tahara methods, three prime methods of Taharization, of becoming Tahar Elohim. Number one is Mayim, water, meaning Tevila, being Tovel in a Mikvah, being Tovel in a Mayon. V'zeha Min Shal Mayim Yichol Taharas Kol Tamei. That includes the tahara of any tamei, she'ef shkaloma she'ef shalchol tamei lalas mituma kiyim b'mayim. Anyone, a person who's tamei, an item which is tamei, will always require tevila b'mikvah, either as the entire tahara process or as part of the tahara process. And then there are two additional processes that are sometimes needed aside from tevila. Min hasheni meinida. The second type of tahara process is meinida, which is a Torah's description, nothing to do with a nida in the menstruation sense. Meinida means the water of that's been mixed with the ashes of a parah aduma. Uu amin shal tahara miyuchad betumas meis. That's only necessary if you have a person or a kli that has contracted tumas meis. And then tefillah b'mikvah is insufficient. You need the tefillah b'mikvah together with being sprinkled with the meinida, being sprinkled with the waters of the paradum. And then the third type of taharization, hamin hashlishi, is eitz erez, ezov, shin talash, shnei tziparim, mayim chaim. The third process is what we're focused on right now, mitzvah kufay and gimel, the tahara process from tzaras, v'zeh hamin miyuchel tzaras. And this process is only relevant by Tumas Tzaras. Thinking about these three, we had the chance a couple of weeks back to actually look at what the Chinuch has to say about the Parah Aduma, which is type 2, process 2 that he described here. Now the Chinuch in Kufayin Gimel is going to look at process 1 and process 3. So first let's look at process 3, at the unique Tahara process of the Metzorah, and then he's going to return to talk about Tevil B'Mikvah more generally. A little bit of insight into some of what the psukim are alluding to, the ideas that the Chumash is alluding to, and giving us these rules of the unique tahara of the Metzorah, the Eitz Erez, the Eitz of Shitalas. A little bit, Hodiunu Chachamim al Tzad HaPshat. Chazal have indicates a little bit Aderach Pshat, meaning as opposed to the Kabbalistic understanding. On a simple pshat level, Sha'amu Zerchon Levracha, the Midrashim present the following idea. Sheha'inyin hu l'keboa b'nafsho shel mitzora, it's to help me absorb the following idea. Shemhaya terimbo alav ha'choli gvalev, if before I contracted saras, I had been a balgaiva, I had been an arrogant person, kemo ha'erez, al derech mashal, for instance, like erez wood, shu ilam gavoa, it's a very tall, imposing, powerful tree. Yashpil atzmo ke'ezov. I need to convert from erez thinking to ezov thinking, to the hyssop grass, an herb, which doesn't puff itself up, and doesn't see itself as lording over others. In other words, it's an opportunity to reinforce the change from gaiva to anava. Last week in this year, we had the chance to see in Parshas Tazria the focus of the mitzvah of Tzaras, the Tumas Tzaras, is focusing on Jew and recognizing that our decisions make a difference. If I choose to speak Lashon Hara, for instance, so that's going to result, it matters. My Averis matter, and they will result in Onish. A Jew recognizes that his Tzaras is the result of his bad choices, of his Averos, and he's gone through a tshuva process, as a result of which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll now roll back the miraculous tzaras. It's accomplished its purpose. You've done tshuva. So part of the emerging and the from tzaras, part of the transitioning back into normal society, requires reinforcing the key ideas. What are the key ideas? One key idea is the essential importance of anava, recognizing, as Orcha Sadikim writes, that gaiva, that arrogance, is the king of bad midos. Anava is the king of good midos, and that bad midos in general and gaiva in particular are the drivers of so much of the chet that we're involved in. So many of the avarice we're involved in are ultimately driven by misplaced ego, by arrogance, by hubris, by gaiva. So one of the most fundamental aspects of tshuva I need to reinforce is be an ezov, don't be erez. And that's part of the symbolism of this tahara process, is reinforcing the need for midos tavos. And then he says, how about the birds? The amru b'tam tziporim, Gemara and Erechin, he quotes about the pair of birds that are necessary for Taras Mitzvah. Who asa masa patit? He was involved in patit. Sounds to us like petty. Petty actions. What does that mean? Kalomar shehir b'dvar m'lashon hara. You spoke too much, and you spoke too much evil talk. Lashon hara, as we discussed last week, Sefer Chinuch's language that most of cases of tzaras are rooted in lashon hara as opposed to some other avera. You are talking like a bird, too much chatter, or we might say too much tweeting. You were tweeting like a bird. Lafikach yakir tziparim shehem mitzaftzif in tamid. Birds, Twitter. A lot of mindless chatter. That's what the term Twitter originally meant. The tweeting of birds. So if a human being makes a terrible decision to tweet like a bird, to be mitzaftzif tamid, to be constantly speaking things of little value, and perhaps not only of little value, but of negative value, so I have to recognize that that was a very, very significant chet. as a chet lashon hara. It's a chet that can lead me into other chetam as well. So the tshuva for lowercase t Twitter is to be makriv tziparim. Shni talas en yodea v'nizkar sh'amru zechorom levracha lav dava. Sefer Chinuch says in terms of the red string, the particular type of red thread that's the worm based, I don't remember, Sefer Chinuch writes, anywhere where Chazal discuss the significance of it. Maybe it's a reminder to lower oneself, to be humble. After all, it's derived from a worm. Certainly it's named for worm. So it's like the Ezov, it's a remez to Anava. As an aside, I should note that the Shni Talas, as the mitzvah of Shni Talas used specifically in Taras HaMetzora, has no connection to the red string that people sometimes wear around their wrists as a good luck charm. That is Befashtos, wearing a red string around your wrist, whether it's a Shni Talas or otherwise, is Befashtos, a violation of the Yisur of Darche Mori. It's the superstition of pagan origin, the Tosefta Masech HaShabbos, when it lists different pagan-rooted superstitions, different forms of Darke Mori, mentions something very similar to wearing a red string. That is not an authentic Torah practice. Here we're talking about using a particular type of red string called Shni Talas, and not to wear it, but instead to use it specifically in the process of Taharas HaMetzora. So he's explained the significance of some of these items, both focusing on the ills of tweeting like a bird, of a lot of quantity, little quality, in the way I tweet and chat, and then looking as well at midos, the shifting, understanding that a tshuva process in terms of shifting away from ma'aseh avera has to be ultimately rooted in shifting my underlying midos, and specifically shifting towards greater anava and humility. And then he wants to know, well, what about the water? We spoke about the Eitz Erez, the Ezov, the Shni Talas, and the Tziparim. How about the water? Water, which plays a role in Taras HaMetzora, and also, not only Taras HaMetzora, process number three of the three processes he enumerated before, but as he had said, process number one, the most universal process used in Tahara for every type of Tumah, is Tevilah. Tevilah b'mikvah, sometimes specifically Tevilah b'mayan, b'mayim chayim. How do you understand the notion of being tovel in water? Uvetam hamayim shi'itaru kol tamei. And I'm trying to understand what's the significance of toveling in water, and that's a universal tahara process. Echshov al tzad apshat. I think, on a pshat level, that it might be the following. In two mitzvahs from now, mitzvah kuf ayin hey, which is the mitzvah of tevila in general, there he points out that the reason he's about to give here is one level. There may be more levels as well. So let's see that first level, which he gives here in kuf ayin gimel. Echshov al tzad pshat, ki ha'inyan hu, you know what significance of tevila b'mayim? Kedei she'yireh ha'adam, very, very creative visual. She'yireh ha'adam es atzmo achar ha'tevila ki'ilu nivra ba'osa shah. To imagine yourself undergoing creation. And he's about to explain, to imagine yourself undergoing Briyas Ha'olam. Kemo shahaya ha'olam kulo mayim terem hayos ba'odam. The first descriptions of, the first real description in Chumash, the world with any degree here about Shamayim and Eretz, Abrashis bar lakim eis ha'shamayim es ha'aretz. What do you hear about the Eretz? The first description, Tov avo, v'choshech ha'pnei ha'tom. V'ruach elokim, mirachefes ha'pnei ha'mayim. So, covered with water takes us back to very early stages in the creation of our planet. V'yitein elibo b'dimayon. I'm going to use the moment of being in the mikvah to imagine the following. Ki kemoshin is chadesh b'gufo, yichadesh gam kein pulasov l'tok. You imagine yourself, we talk Le'al HaSeder about imagining visualizing yourself re-experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here we're talking, the Sefer Chinuch suggests, whenever I go in a mikvah, I'm re-experiencing Briyas HaOlam, taking myself back to primordial times, to the very beginning of the Briya of the physical world, the very beginning of the Briya, certainly, of planet Earth, covered with water, and imagine myself starting my physical existence afresh. And if that's the case, he says, so then what's the significance of that? What's the purpose of imagine going through Briyas Olam again? I could have said it's to Mechazik Emunah Sachidosh, Emunah in Briyas Olam, but he says something else. It's if I'm start to imagine myself starting physically afresh, then it should be I should be starting spiritually and morally afresh. Yechadish Gabke in Pulosav Lato. It's a reboot. It's a reset. Yachshir Maisav. Let me make sure my actions are correct. I'm doing the right things for the right reasons. V'yidaktek b'darchei Hashem Baruch Hu. It's a recommitment to be careful to live according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations. Fascinating. And he says, well, if that's the case, Alkein Amru Chacham Shlotichshar Hatara b'mayim shebekli rak b'mayim chayim o mechunasim shein ala karka. He says, this even allows us to understand some of the halachic details of mikvos. This is really fascinating. He says some of the most fundamental din is that you cannot be tova b'mayim shebekli. If I have a claw-footed bathtub, or I have an above-ground pool, I have a container for water, I'm going to go tova in the water, which is in the kli, that is definitely not valid, even min haTorah. As an extension of that, I am not even allowed to tovel in mikvah that had formerly been the kli. That's what we call she'uvim. If I scoop the water and then you use a scooper or perhaps pipes, certain types of piping to fill the mikvah, that's a problem. It's called mayim she'uvim, water which had historically, previously, been in a kli. That's din number two. Din number one is mayim shebekli, water which is presently in a kli. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, that's why you can't be tovel in mayim shebekli. I can't be tovel in the above ground pool. Rakve mayim chayim has to either be live spring water, o mechunasim, or gathered rainwater, shein ala karka, which are presently in a hole in the ground, below bekli mekamakam, not water that's in a kli. Why? What's the significance of avoiding mayim shebekli? Sefer HaChinuch writes, as a philosophical, there's a thematic significance to it that we can understand. Kedei laseis elibo b'machshava ki'ilu ha'olam kulo mayim. He said, it's to reinforce what he just said. You're trying to, if part of the theme of Tila B'mikvah is to imagine yourself going through Briyas Ha'olam, to reimagine the second pasuk of Chumash, Rachel kim rachefes al pnei ha'mayim, a world full of water. So it has to be water on the soil, water on the ground, not water in a kli. That's to be more natural. He lasses aliba machshav akila olam kulo mayim. You think you have a world covered with water, and then from that the rest of bria emerges. Who nischadesh ba'alosom en kamosh amanu. Then you emerge from the mikvah, you're starting your physical life afresh, and with that you can start your spiritual life afresh. And you mayim bekli, if the water would be in a kli, or a filo avra kli, if it's not a kli now, but it's mayim she'uvim, it had been in a kli previously, well, yitachin yinazeh, you won't get the same power of the symbolism. Yitachin yinazeh sha'amarnu al machsheves ha'tovel. This concept of imagining this reboot, imagining Briyas Olam, it's not going to work. Yish gevul al kol ha'shehu bekli. You have water that's bounded within a kli, that's human. That doesn't have the same symbolism of the natural waters of the moment of Bria. You won't get the same symbolic impact if you're told in water which isn't a kli, or even in water which wasn't a kli. It's at the bottom of a pasuk from the very end of the third chapter of Yechezkel. One is open to these ideas, it can have an impact. And with that, let's take a look at the next mitzvah. He takes this idea of the rebooting, the physical rebirth, you know, visualizing the physical rebirth, which can allow me to plug in more deeply into a spiritual reboot. He says that's not only Tevila B'mikvah, it's also one of the steps of the process of the Mitzorah becoming Tahar. The next mitzvah, Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Daled 174, specifically a Mitzorah is emerging from his Tumah, needs to shave all his hair on the seventh day of the Tahara process. All of the hair. As Sefer Chinuch writes, Achi Yaseh Kedalas, it's going to look like a melon. He shaves everything, even private hair. So what's that all about? So the Chinuch writes in the second paragraph of Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Daled, Mitzvah 174, Misharashe HaMitzvah Ketzas Min HaTam Shamanu L'mal B'mayim. One of the most striking mitzvahs, the Teglachas HaMitzorah, it relates to what we just said about Tevila. The symbolism of going entirely hairless, head and body, ki'ilu hayom nivra, as though he was born today. Hayom maschil sar letzmach. Your hair is only starting to grow today. Reborn. Recreated. V'yachadesh ma'asev l'tova. Very, very powerful way to drive home, very jarring, striking way to drive home this notion that I'm physically rebooting, and that gives me the license, so to speak, and the encouragement, the inspiration to spiritually reboot. Restart the way I make decisions. Restart the way I handle situations. Ki biyosa de menukeh mikol se'ar, oz yinakeh yafet mikol lechluch. Even physically speaking, if he's hairless, it's very easy to be very clean. V'chein roi lo la'aloso mitumas tzarato. That's why the Torah demands this sort of full body shave in order to emerge from the tumas tzaras. La'sos ba'atzmo mas anakiz b'chol kocho. You're going to engage in physical cleansing to the max, which will inspire me to the symbolic equivalent, which will inspire me to morally change my maisim thoroughly, comprehensively. This will help me to have this life reboot, this extreme tshuva that the Mitzorah requires. And finally, let's wrap this together with the Sharashe HaMitzvah of the third mitzvah. Mitzvah Kuf Ayin He is a general mitzvah of Tevila. Several paragraphs in, four or five paragraphs in, is the Sharashe HaMitzvah. This is one of the Sharashe Mitzvah of Tevila. Masha Kasavim Mal Rosh HaSed, where I already wrote the beginning of the Sedra, we saw in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Gimel. I think it's a very fascinating editorial. L'hashivas ha'iladim b'pishtan v'pshatan shal dvarim k'derech ha'pashtan. To give the approach of derech pshat that even children can understand. Ad sheyigdulu v'yavinu et ha'sheyavinu. Until they grow older and mature, then they'll understand what they'll be able to understand. What does that mean? He may be referencing that there's Kabbalistic depth here as well. But when one's younger, one's not initiated into Kabbalah. So al pipshuto, it's again the symbolism. It's the physical reboot, taking me back to Bria Sa'olam, and with a hairlessness, taking me back to perhaps birth or Bria Sa'olam. And that reminds me that I can reboot myself spiritually. But then here he adds one additional idea. Od nomar b'inyan, with this we close. Sheyesh b'tfila remez el hatovel. It's in addition to the notion of rebooting, it's also a remez to the one who goes to mikvah. Sheinaka nafsha mikol chet. I have to cleanse myself of all sorts of averes. Kemo sheteva ha'mayim l'nakos kol davar miskabes b'hen. Just as water is a good physical cleanser, I'm reminded I need to cleanse myself spiritually. Footnote, they point out that it's along the lines, perhaps, perhaps along the lines of what the Rambam says about the Kavana, the time to Kura of Tevilah, the Rambam, which time does not allow us to look at now. It's worth taking a look at the final Rambam in Hilchas Mikvos, which is the final Rambam in Sefer Tahara, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, the Hilchas Mikvos. He does talk about the significance of Tevilah and how it gives us messages for tshuva. He has a somewhat different approach to what message is giving, but does talk about the cleansing aspect, which Sefer HaChinuch sees, again, as the second of the two ideas that he specifies. We saw that the other aspects of the Tahara process of the Metzorah speak to both fixing one's midos, reinforcing the need to fix one's midos, and reinforcing the need to not tweet like a bird with lots of talk and with little meaningfulness and perhaps negative meaningfulness. And then in terms of the Tevilah B'mikvah, both the reboot and the reset, as well as the need to cleanse ourselves spiritually the way water can physically cleanse ourselves. Thank you so much for calling in. Looking forward to being in touch.